That's KVOE.com/at work. Then listen around this time on Fridays. And if your business is drawn, you'll win pizza from Gambino's. It's the At Work Network from Gambino's Pizza, KVOE, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Well, we welcome you into The Talk of Emporia this Friday morning. Tegan Trehune, your host here today, being brought to you in part, as always, by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and Newman Regional Health. Well, you can tell I'm a little out of breath. I was running between rooms there for just a moment, making sure we get on the air, and you'll have to forgive me. I'm not as spry as I used to be, so trying to catch my breath here as we are into our latest preview of the upcoming Emporia Community Foundation Match Day, as we have five more of the wonderful organizations that will be benefiting from your donations that day. But before we get to them, we want to start with the one and only Lonnie Heinen, who is joining us representing the Emporia Community Foundation. And, well, Lonnie, I'm going to let you talk for a minute as I catch my breath. And first and foremost, you guys have a big event coming up here later today. Why don't you remind folks exactly what's going to be happening at the Lyon County History Center a little bit later this afternoon?
Sure. At 2 p.m. today at the Lyon County History Center, we invite everybody to come and visit us for the Match Day video premiere. This will be the first time the organizations are getting to see the videos that have been shot that will eventually end up on their pages.
And as I understand, this is the third year, I believe, for this particular event. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Well, a question there is, how has this become kind of a bigger part of what's already such a big event every year? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of excitement surrounding Match Day itself, but there also seems to be a lot of excitement amongst the organizations to be able to see the videos that have been in the process and getting to share that with the community that's eventually going to be benefiting them.
Definitely. It's fun to see the reactions as those videos are being played and whether people are really excited or they're like, oh boy, I don't like myself on film. but it's a fun event. We've got snacks. We'll have popcorn. And we encourage everybody to come.
Fantastic. And is there any cost to that?
No, it is not. It is free.
Okay. And remind folks one more time, what time?
It's at 2 p.m. at the Lyon County History Center.
And again, there's no limit, no cost, no anything that people need to be aware of. Just come on out ready for a good time.
Yes. And you can come and go if you can only be there for a little bit. We encourage you to join us for whatever time you've got available.
Fantastic. Well, Lonnie, as always, we appreciate your time here with us and everyone there at the Community Foundation. We'll be talking to you again a little bit later here in the program. But we're going to go ahead and make sure we give as much time as possible to these wonderful organizations that are giving up their time to be with us here today to talk a little bit about their work here in the community. And we're actually going to start things off just to your right. I had to turn for a minute there and make sure I had it right there. As we are happy to be joined by Director of the Emporia Municipal Band, Nancy Ricker. And Nancy, first and foremost, thank you for joining us. We appreciate not only you being here today, but really the band has always been incredible here in Emporia, but since you've stepped up and taken on the leadership role there, my goodness, it just feels like you guys have jumped to three more levels every single year.
Thank you. They're constantly impressing me and surprising me with what they can play every summer.
Well, we can definitely say the same. We are never disappointed when we go to a show. And actually, my wife and I, we live just down the street from the park, and it's kind of nice to be able to just walk down there. And as we walk up there, we can just hear the music getting louder and louder and louder. And it's so you feel like you're walking to your own theme music sometimes. But
yeah.
I guess a big question there is, how much time do you spend maybe in your off season trying to find the right music selection and things like that for the shows that you're going to be putting on during the regular season?
I teach during the school year, so a lot of the time that I spend on the city band stuff is actually during the summer when we're active. But right now I'm looking at new stuff for Veterans Day and Christmas coming up here in November and December, and then take a few months off and then dive back into it long about April and really dig into stuff that's new, stuff in our library that needs replaced, because after a while the music does start to physically fall apart. So
sure.
We have to get new stuff every once in a while.
Now, for the instruments and things like that, I don't think I've ever asked you this question. Is that all on the band members themselves, or does the band help cover any costs for instruments?
All of our wind instruments are the band members' instruments. Our percussion equipment is all owned by the band.
Okay.
And the university thankfully gives us a place to keep it. So we are always appreciative to the music department for our corner of the band room that we get to keep our drums in. But we are always looking to get a few more back there just to add more color to the pieces that we play. Mm-hmm. And if we had more storage, I'm sure it would be we would be interested in investing in some more instruments too.
And what is the age range for your members? I mean, it seems like you have everywhere from, you know, young adults to, you know, late teens to senior citizens, anything
Absolutely.
In between.
Yeah, we have as young as middle school students have played with us. Usually, most of the teens we have right now are in high school, I think, and clear up to retirees that just love to continue playing and everything in between.
How do you go about becoming a member of the Emporia Municipal Band?
We have open rehearsals in May, right before we start our summer season. And those are, we really fill the band room in Beach Hall. Just anybody who's interested can come and sit in, and it's a loud, good time. We just play through some stuff. We get contact information. And if our members are choosing to come back each season, we just keep their seat open for them as long as they want it. We have college students that get jobs and move away,
sure.
and high schoolers that go off to college. So sometimes we have to fill an empty seat, and that's where we go to our sub roster, and we might offer a regular season seat to a new person, or we are always in need of substitutes because people like to go on vacation in the summer, so we always got to
fill
those
chairs. What a terrible time to do that.
Yeah, it's really inconvenient for us.
No. Well, how does it feel to get to once again be a part of Match Day? I can't remember exactly how long the band has been with Match Day. I know it's been a few years now.
We've been in it for a long time. There was a year we took off in the middle somewhere, but I think other than that, we've kind of been there from almost the beginning. Mm-hmm. But it is... It's a really big help for us just to keep our season comfortable. We can continue to get new music, like I mentioned, seat our full roster because our musicians do get a little stipend for playing with us, kind of offset the cost of gas, and maybe those high schoolers can take off from Brahms one night a week and afford it. But they... We've been able to add that Veterans Day concert because of the Match Day donations that we got. That helps support our Christmas concert. And we are looking, if anybody hasn't driven by Fremont Park lately, our bandstand is looking quite beautiful, and we are hoping to be part of the ribbon cutting and reopening ceremonies for that.
See, and that's been really cool, too, getting to drive past there every day and see the work that's going on there. I know that was something we talked to you about last year, was that mm-hmm. new bandstand, and it's finally going to be in there. How excited is it for all of you?
I have to drive past it at least once a week just to look at it because I'm so excited. It looks like we're going to have a lot more space. Some of the just structural problems that it was just time for it to be repaired. But it's got new decking. We've got a nice ramp on the back. It's going to be beautiful. And I know several other band members that have messaged me, like, have you seen the bandstand this week? It's looking really good. So we're all very excited.
That's exciting to hear. In terms of what your immediate focuses will be for these Match Day funds, do you have any kind of projects coming up, special events, or anything that you think these will be earmarked for?
Well, if we can pull it together, we'd really like to do something for the opening of the bandstand, whether that's going to be here in the fall after it's finished, or it might have to wait till next spring at the beginning of our season. But also just continue. We already have the Veterans Day concert on the books for the Granada on November 9th. And that's a big chunk of what we got like last year for Match Day. So that'll go towards this year. And then if we can get another one, we can get it for 2026.
Fantastic. Well, is there anything that you would like to say to the Community Foundation or just the community itself as Match Day approaches very quickly?
We're just super grateful for the support that we have from the community. They really come out for us. Our crowds have continued getting bigger, which I love to see. We're just a good old free concert every week in the summer, and it's wonderful to have the kids playing over to the side and everybody sitting and chit-chatting and listening. It's a good time, and we're very thankful to be in Emporia.
Well, and allow me to pay you one extra compliment, too. I always try to attend the Hall of Fame concert. And let me just say, I think we all do.
Yeah.
Let me just say, you all get a lot of praise from the local community, but your names are all over the country because these teachers who come in here and these representatives that come in here from all over the nation are constantly singing your praises for that particular event, and with good reason. You put on an amazing show, and I think you really help us put a great foot forward for our community. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I think that's it's probably everybody in the band's favorite night of the year, too. And it always seems to be the hottest one of the summer,
yes.
too, which is just a great welcome for them to Emporia. But we try to do our best anyway.
Well, you do a fantastic job. Nancy, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Nancy Ricker, the director of the Emporia Municipal Band, just one of the 30-plus organizations that will benefit from your donations on the annual Community Foundation Match Day coming up November 17th. And now we'll turn our attention from the band to the books. As we head over, you liked that, didn't you?
That was a nice transition.
Thank you. I just made that up off the top of my head. I haven't been planning that for days. We are happy to welcome in our good friend and a friend of the Emporia Public Library, representing the Friends of the Emporia Public Library. We have the one and only Dee Schwinn.
Thank you for having us.
Well, of course.
It's great to be here. I'll throw in a plug for the band. I go every summer, and so there's so many good organizations represented in the 30, that it's awesome that the Emporia Community Foundation can do that for the Emporia community. We are lucky.
Well, and I think it speaks to just how wide-reaching these funds can go. I mean, there's so many different needs and avenues and causes benefit it all in one go, and that includes your cause at the Friends of the Emporia Public Library. And Dee is Lonnie, I'm not going to take any credit for this. Lonnie did all the work for me here, but this is year 10 for the Friends of the Library with Match Day. Can you talk a little bit about, over those 10 years, how you think Match Day has elevated your organization and elevated its reach here in the community?
Well, as you know, the Friends of the Library, we were organized a little over 50 years ago, and to enhance the Emporia Public Library. But our main purpose on that first year was to pass the bond issue for the building that's now there on 6th Street. Then we use our book sales to help the library in all these different ways, the kids' concerts, book discussion books, that kind of thing. And then when Match Day came around, we thought we can go beyond that. Let's do things that will help the library, help the community, because every community needs a good library, and ours is one of the best, I think. So we looked for ways to enhance what the library is doing when they can't get funds. We did the sign on 6th Street. We helped pay for that. We helped pay for the van. That was one of the I think that was the second year we were in that we started working on the van, because we handed out little vans for the kids and all that kind of, when we were at the mall. And we've done the Charlie Cart, which is a mobile kitchen that they can use in the library. We've done the awning for the band. We've done book lockers that have just now opened in Peter Pan Park. And last year we started to enhance the children's room. It's 50 years old. So things needed to be updated, and we purchased chairs. And if you haven't been to the library recently, check out the children's room. New shelves that are safer for the kids that go there. So it just helps us go above and beyond what our book sales can do.
Well, and I think you certainly have done that. And there's been a lot of initiatives and new programs and new ideas expressed there at the library in the recent years, and I give a lot of credit there to the staff there.
They are awesome.
They're incredible. And, of course, all led by Pauline Stacchini, who is just an amazing human being. She's also a dear friend of mine, so I might be a little biased. But they're always innovating and trying to find something new to kind of reach out and get kids involved, get families involved, get adults involved, whatever it may be. How do you think your work is maybe helping further that mission in being able to provide certain necessities?
Well, Pauline is always a member, comes to our board meetings. And as president, when the president, and this year I'm the president, the president goes and we sit down and we talk about What do your staff members need? What can we get for you? Not all of that comes from the foundation, from the match day money, but it comes from our other fundraising that we do. So if they need some things, and she does, she has great ideas, and she also helps people who don't know how to make videos or web pages do that for Emporia Match Day, so Emporia Community Foundation. But no, the staff is awesome. The Emporia community needs to have kudos because they help us immeasurably by donating books for our book sales, but then they've also stepped forward and donate here to the Emporia Community Foundation on our behalf so that we can continue to offer wonderful things for our Emporia Public Library.
Well, I've always said, whenever you're in doubt, you can count on the Emporia community, and they show up every single year. Another question that I have is, in your time with the Friends of the Library, obviously there's been up years, down years, whirl around years, whatever it may be. Do you feel as though since Match Day came around and you've been involved with it, do you think it's all kind of been really up years, kind of uphill in terms of progress and momentum?
Most of the time. And I honestly think it depends on the project you have.
Sure.
Because I think people, you know, want to get on board for different things. And our goal this year is to reach out to our friends' members to get them to donate to Emporia Community Foundation Match Day. Because as we're looking at the names, we're going, now where's all of our members? They should be they should be doing this too. So members of the Friends, if you're out there, let's get your donations coming in.
Dee's coming for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Dee, you talk about obviously whatever the project may be each year. What is the big focus this year for you guys with these Match Day dollars?
Okay, we're going to continue in the children's area. They have a fantastic program with the summer reading program and all of the things that they have for kids. And they have an outside area that's not very usable. And so this year's project is to enhance that, to make it more usable, to make it usable actually even when the library is not open. It'll have place things there for them to play with, educational type things. Anytime you can get a child to the library, in the library, and emphasize books to them, it's a plus for the whole community and for that child in particular.
So just out of curiosity, you mentioned things for them to play with. Are we talking like playground equipment or?
It's more like hands-on type things. Okay. With sign language, with alphabet, with different things. Like Pauline's come up with several different things that we can put in there. Also put a better surface down, because right now the surface isn't too good. So that's where we're looking.
Fantastic. Well, Dee, is there anything before we wrap up here that you'd like to say to the community or the Community Foundation?
Well, I'd like to thank the Emporia Community Foundation for all they do. They help out people who are nervous about what they're doing. And and I don't get to go to the video this afternoon, and that's probably a good thing because I did it. But anyway, the Emporia community, as I've said before, they help us out immensely. And the city of Emporia allows us to use 618 Mechanic, which also enhances our Friends of the Library program. So kudos to the city, kudos to the foundation, and especially to the Emporia community, which is a great place to be from.
Well, and allow me to pay you and the Friends a compliment as well and just say you all do so much in this community to really highlight the library, and I think that it has definitely paid off. But you all put in so much work with your different events and activities. It's very admirable. And that's coming from a guy who's running around town every single day. I mean, you put me to shame. You put us all to shame. You guys are always going. And it's just so impressive to see everything that you're capable of doing, and we appreciate you doing it.
Yeah, you ought to come by and watch us sort books sometime. No,
no, because I know if I do show up, I'm going to be sorting the books. as I'd love to help.
But. And one more thank you. KVOE, thank you for allowing us to be on here and to do this.
We're always happy to have you all here. And, of course, Dee, you know, we love having you as well. So thank you for all that you do, and thanks for your time today. That is Dee Schwinn, president of the Friends of the Emporia Public Library, just another of the great causes that you can help benefit during the annual Emporia Community Foundation Match Day, which is coming up November 17th. We'll have more information on how you can get involved just a little bit later here in the program. Don't forget, they do have the big video premiere for all of the organizations coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Lyon County History Center, so make sure that you are ready for that. Get out there, even if you can only stay for a little bit. Go have some fun and get to know about these wonderful causes. We're going to keep informing you about these wonderful causes. Once we take our first break here on the Talk of Emporia, we still have our friends from Emporia First Friday Art Walk, the wonderful folks at the Chase County Care and Compassion Incorporated, the C4 Food Pantry, and of course, Project Playscape, all coming up here on the Talk of Emporia, which again is being brought to you in part by Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Newman Regional Health is proud to welcome Dr. Dylan Landry, General Surgeon, to Emporia, Kansas. With years of experience and a strong commitment to patient care, Dr. Landry brings outstanding surgical expertise to our community. Whether you're in need of routine procedures or specialized care, you're in expert hands right here close to home. If you or a loved one may benefit from surgical care, talk to your primary care provider about a referral today. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News Headlines.
Chuck Samples, KVOE News, with local news headlines today. A preliminary hearing is tentatively coming early next month in a Lyon County case involving a charge of attempted arson. This is lodged against Michael Roy Johnson, age 61, of Durham, Missouri. Court-appointed defense attorney Paul Dean, though, has requested a delay due to court matters in Greenwood County later that day. Chase County Sheriff Jacob Welch announcing that there had been one man in Cedar Point who was taken initially to Newman Regional Health and then later to Wesley Medical Health in Wichita after suffering a knife wound to the torso. But Welch also says there's no criminal activity allegedly with this particular incident. And it is probably no surprise that Newman Regional Health administrators are pleased that new equipment is now helping patients in the cardiovascular lab, part of a news release that we told you about earlier here this week on KVOE News. Details coming your way at 12:05 this afternoon. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Proud to be a part of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day.
America thanks you for your service.
14 KVOE, 96.9 FM.
I just want to thank all you veterans.
Live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Back on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning, Tegan Trahoon here with you today as we are into our latest Emporia Community Foundation Match Day preview interview. As we recently spoke with Emporia Municipal Band conductor Nancy Ricker, we are also joined by Dee Schwinn, president of the Friends of the Emporia Public Library, two incredible organizations out of just 30 plus, or I should say out of more than 30, that will be benefiting from your donations here in a little, just a little under 2 months' time, or a little less than 2 months' time. My math is right, which it never is, so I guess that's why I said that. But November 17th, match day is coming up. Again, that'll be from midnight until 11:59 p.m. that Monday, November 17th. We certainly hope that you can get involved and help support these wonderful causes, including our friends at the Emporia First Friday Art Walk. And we are so happy to be joined by Kat Dorcas, who is the official director of Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. First and foremost, Kat, good morning to you. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, it is a little different talking to you on the sure. airwaves in person.
It is. It's fun to be in the studio instead of at my house.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's not as comfortable, but we're glad that you were able to make the trip. But we are glad to have you here. Of course, First Friday Art Walk has become an institution here in Emporia, and one that has received a lot of recognition over the last year. Of course, getting recognized by the Chamber of Commerce with the Community Impact Award, not to mention hitting its 100th art show just a little earlier this year. And a big change in leadership, of course. We've talked about it quite a bit over the last several months. Kayla Mock, who alongside Joel Smith founded the event and the organization, moving on to Manhattan to be with her husband as they continue their lives and careers there. But handing off the reins to you, and before we kind of jump into the big focuses this year for Match Day, I know we ask you this every time we see you, but I'm going to ask again, how have things been going and how are you feeling now having, what is it now, two under your belt as director?
Three.
Is it three now?
Yeah, three art walks. So, and it has been going really well. Of course, the community is super kind, and everybody's been so nice. Artists have been signing up, which I super appreciate. So we've had, you know, full art walks and a lot of participation, and it's been very positive. So I just saw Kayla this week. She's doing good. So it was nice to see her, and she, of course, encourages the art walk still, even from Manhattan.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about this year, really the quality of artwork that you've had and the quality of artists that you've had coming through, because it just seems like you guys step up your game every month and, you know, 100 plus art walks in. You would think that you'd start to see a little repetition. Maybe you'd start to see, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, just, you know, with certain events and activities, you start to see a little bit of a coast. You guys are never satisfied with resting on your laurels. You're always trying to go up. And up and up and up and up and up and up and up. And, you know, how do you feel about the quality of artists that you've had the last few months and really over the last year?
I would say our artists make it easy. We have a huge variety of art and artists. We have fiber art. This summer has been really cool because we've had people bring in flowers in. So floral art was really neat, and that was fun. So, but paintings, drawings, printmaking, ceramics, all the good stuff. Felt making is coming up for October, so...
Ah.
Felt art, something kind of new. So, yeah, it's been really cool to see the different art and just artists keep coming out. So,
I know we spoke after the 100th art walk, and I'd asked you that question of, is there anything you guys wouldn't feature? And you said, if it's something artistic, we're always looking for it. Felt art, that is kind of a cool one. I hadn't even thought about that.
Be sure and check it out. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what we wouldn't feature. I don't try to surprise me, though. I don't know. But, yeah. Yeah, we're pretty open.
Hey, I'm just waiting for a food artist. Like, come on, get them out there.
That would be cool.
That would be very cool.
We would welcome that.
Dio's over here saying, me too. So you get a food artist over there. Dee and I are coming out there. We're definitely ready for it.
They had the bread baker, and he was at the Friends of the Library.
Yes.
Oh, true.
And
yeah.
And it was horrible because we had to smell that bread the whole time.
Yeah.
A lot of people were buying.
Oh, yeah. What a tragedy. You had to smell the wonderful bread the whole time. But we talk about the different styles of art and things like that, but let's talk about the reach here of the First Friday Art Walk. I mean, we talked about that a while back, too, about how it's expanded, but how far outside Emporia's limits are you guys reaching now, do you think?
We are getting artists that come in to show from Wichita, Overland Park, Topeka, Lawrence, so a lot of areas around Emporia, and of course, Emporians and, you know, the surrounding counties. But something we're going to be doing next year is a visiting artist program, and we're going to be reaching out to artists that are maybe, you know, 200 miles away or 100 miles away to come into town and show at the art walk and then experience Emporia. And I think that'll be a great way to just showcase Emporia too.
What kind of connections and opportunities do you think something like that builds for Emporia? I mean, you got to think that you bring them here, they get to see this community, they're going to either want to come back or maybe even try to help feature Emporia on a larger scale as well.
Absolutely. We've actually had a person do the art walk that said they were thinking about moving here. So I feel like the art walk is really a positive way to showcase Emporia, showcase the nice people that are in Emporia, and then the opportunities that are available too.
So let's talk about this year with Match Day. This is year four, I believe, for the Art Walk. And if my memory serves me correctly, you've been with the Art Walk for about 4 to 5 years. Is that right?
I think it's three.
Is it three?
It seems like forever, but I think it's just three.
Well, forever in a good way. I want to make sure.
Absolutely.
Make sure we clarify that. But has it only been 3 years?
I think so.
Wow. Well, nonetheless, you've done a lot in those 3 years, but how do you expect to use the funds from this year's Art Walk to continue doing even more?
Well, part of that will go to artist development workshops. a lot of our artists are emerging artists. So they are just getting started out. And so one of some of these workshops, we want to talk about the best way to frame your art on a budget, or to take photos of your artwork, or what do you do with your taxes? So more about the business of art and helping these artists be successful, how to show their artwork in the best possible light. And I think that will be really helpful to have them advance their art and advance their careers.
Well, not to mention that we've talked about this before, I think, with Kayla. We've talked about it with you. A lot of times when you're just starting out and you're a quote-unquote struggling artist, you don't get those kinds of resources. It's really kind of a, you know, figure it out for yourself kind of situation. The fact that you're offering these resources, I think, only helps to highlight the work of First Friday. And I got to imagine makes more people want to be involved.
I hope so. And I hope so. And I think that the advantage is we have a lot of artists that have figured it out on their own, and they're willing to share that knowledge and help. And I think the artist community is really helpful to each other, so that's really great to see.
Well, I mentioned, you know, you talked about the visiting artist idea there and the networking opportunities that come out of that. I mean, the First Friday Art Walk itself is a networking opportunity because you get to hear from people who've maybe been in it. You mentioned a lot of them are emerging artists, but there's people that have been in it for 20 years, things like that. Getting to hear the things of the do's and the don'ts and the don't make this decision, do that decision, or getting that roadmap early in your career can only benefit you well down the road.
I think it's really helpful, and I think, you know, our biggest goal is connecting artists with the community, but also giving them the tools to be successful and go to that next step. You know, maybe they want to apply for a gallery showing or, you know, do things like that, so we want to give them that foundation where they can be successful.
I made the great decision of my life. I married a fellow artist. My wife and I, both big artists. We love doing painting. We love doing all kinds of things. She is, I will say this, my wife is 10 times more creative than I could ever be. She's just insanely talented, but what's really great is we're able to sit there and kind of give each other that feedback and give each other that encouragement. You know, if I'm not sure about something, I'll go to her. That kind of input and stuff in a positive way, because sometimes you can get people who aren't so positive.
Sure. Right.
But having that kind of positive feedback, that they're not there to tear you down, they're there to show you, hey, this could actually help a lot more. It only helps elevate your artwork and really, I think, keeps people in it and gives them a positive atmosphere, whereas a lot of other industries and things like that, people are kind of out for themselves, and it can be very negative, and it can be very dog-eat-dog.
Yeah, the Art Walk is really, I think, an incredibly positive experience for our artists and for our community members. Our community members are so nice, and they're positive. You know, they like to buy art, they like to see art, they like to talk about art. So that just is a bonus for our artists. And our community collaborations are another thing that the Art Walk does. We were just talking to Dee about the Friends of the Library having a flash sale at the Art Walk. We have a Hispanic Heritage exhibit coming up at the October Art Walk with HOT. We also have a new public art installation coming up at the October Art Walk. So there's a lot of collaborations and a lot of things happening in addition to connecting our artists with the community.
Fantastic. Well, Kat, before we close things down, is there anything that you'd like to say to either the Emporia community or just to the community foundation?
Well, we are so grateful and we're honored to be a Match Day participant again this year, but we're just grateful for the generosity of our community. We wouldn't be here without our community. We just wouldn't be. So it's just been really nice to see the Emporia step forward and support these organizations.
And as I've done with the other interviewees, allow me to pay you a compliment as well. My wife and I have participated in a few art walks, and it is an extremely positive experience, and it's one that, as a proud Emporian, never thought I'd get to have my artwork on display in my hometown. So thank you to you and Kayla and everybody for giving us that opportunity to really showcase our passions and our loves and our talents with so many people. I think you're doing something that not a lot of people get the opportunity to do, and you're doing it in a way that is not intimidating. It is very, very helpful, and it's very, very positive. I love that you kept using that term, because positive is the best way I think you can describe that.
Thank you. That's nice to hear.
Well, thank you. That is Kat Dorkis, the director of Emporia's First Friday Art Walk, one of the 30-plus organizations that will be benefiting from your donations on the upcoming Emporia Community Foundation Match Day on November 17th. We now turn our attention from art to food. So really, go from one of my favorite things to another of my favorite things, and that is specifically we're focusing on the Chase County Care and Compassion Incorporated, the C4 Food Pantry. We're happy to have C4 manager Carrie Riggs joining us here today.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. We'll have you come a little closer there. Pull that microphone to you a little bit.
Gotcha.
Carrie, first and foremost, for those who maybe aren't familiar with C4, could you just kind of remind them exactly what it is you focus on?
Well, really, C4 stands for Chase County Care and Compassion. We have a number of services under our umbrella. We have our Choice Food Pantry, which means our guests come in and choose their own food. We don't hand out a box or a bag. They're allowed to choose what they can use. Yeah. We also do outreach delivery to a number of people within the Chase County area that aren't able to come to our food pantry. We do the Friday Foods, the backpack program for both the high school and the grade school in Chase County. Wow. We do the Adopt a Child at Christmas time. We also have a Good Samaritan Fund that helps pay for utilities or medical bills that citizens within Chase County may come unexpectedly. And we also assisted with paying for the school supplies this year. Wow. For the grade school.
So not C4, really. It's like C4000. I mean,
yeah, there you go.
There's no shortage of things that you're doing there. How has this last year been? You know, we're seeing prices and everything increasing, inflation and things like that. We've talked to a few food pantries around the area. Yeah. It seems like it's been a stressful time. Has that kind of been the experience for you there in Chase County?
Well, absolutely. The hardest thing to get is meat. Mm. And it's the one thing that we're Kansans, you know. We all like meat, and so it's hard to get donations of meat or to be able to purchase meat. And
Carrie, can I ask? And I don't mean to cut you off. I apologize, but you bring up an interesting point there, and I was curious. Before this year, when we really started seeing inflation rise, was meat a very difficult item to get your hands on before?
Not necessarily, but it has become more critical now.
Yeah.
We do have people in the wintertime donate their deers. We do have people in the area donate ground beef. We do have a program that we will pay some of the cost of processing an animal if they will donate an animal. But it all goes pretty fast.
Mm. Really, I think that puts in perspective the importance of the dollars coming through Match Day for all of you. And I do want to point out, this is year 11 for C4.
Yes.
How critical have those dollars over the last 11 years been for your program?
I don't know if we'd exist if it wasn't for Match Day.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, Match Day is what keeps us going. We do get other local donations, both of funds and food, but our main sustainer is Match Day.
So can I ask, is there a specific target of dollars that you need to kind of continue operations through the next calendar year before you hopefully get to be a part of Match Day again? Or
no, not necessarily. We've been thrilled our amount has gone up every year, but so has the cost of groceries gone up every year. So it's been nice to have that security there.
How often do you restock your pantries, may I ask?
We are a once-a-month distribution. We purchase a majority of our groceries from the Kansas Food Bank in Wichita.
Great.
We have a semi come once a month. Mm. But we also have an Amazon wish list, and we do at times go to Sam's to purchase products. When you're doing backpacks, that's where it can be a little expensive because you're looking for shelf-stable individual items.
Carrie, you know, another question I have, and if you're not able to answer, I sure. totally understand, but I think it's one that maybe a lot of people who are listening right now are probably thinking about this. The recent announcement of Abundant Harvest closure here in Emporia specifically, do you think that's going to lead to more traffic through your doors, or have you already seen some kind of tick up?
The only requirement to come to our food pantry is a Chase County address.
Ah, gotcha.
So I don't think that that's going to affect us because I think a majority of Abundant Harvest's guests were from the Lyon County area.
Understood. Understood. Another question there then, you know, have you ever thought about trying to expand outside of Chase County? Or are you pretty comfortable where you're at?
I think right now we're pretty comfortable where we're at. We've spent some time trying to improve what we have.
Sure.
We've worked this summer on rearranging our food pantry so that it gives a more nutritional outlook. We have rearranged it by what's called the HER outline. We are healthy eating research. So everything is arranged by things that you should choose often or choose occasionally or choose rarely.
I may just need you to follow me around next time I go grocery shopping. My wife would probably appreciate it as well. Yeah. But I guess, Carrie, a big question here, too, is you mentioned enhancing what you already have. In terms of the match day dollars from this year, what specifically would you be focusing on in that aspect?
Well, again, purchasing food. That we have a very good volunteer base. Mm-hmm. So a majority of what we get, well, all of what we get from Match Day will go toward the purchasing of food.
Fantastic. Well, Carrie, before we close things down, is there anything that you would like to say to the community or to the community foundation?
Well, of course. We are eternally grateful to be a participant in Match Day and to the people who donate to all the causes, not just ours.
Fantastic. Well, Carrie, thank you very much. We appreciate your time. And again, if I may pay a compliment, I've gotten to go out there and see the work that you all do firsthand. It is tireless, it is selfless, and it is desperately needed. And you all do so much good there in Chase County, in an area that is predominantly rural. And
we are considered a food desert.
Yeah. And you know, it's good to know, though, that sometimes in the middle of those deserts, there is a little bit of a paradise that can help, and you certainly are that. So
thank you.
We thank you for your time. We thank you for your work and the work of your volunteers. So thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you to KVOE for having us.
It's our pleasure. We're going to take our final break here on the Talk of Emporia as we wrap up our conversation there with Carrie Riggs, the manager of C4 Food Pantry, Chase County Care and Compassionate Incorporated, one of the 30-plus organizations benefiting from your Match Day donations on November 17th. Again, we'll have more information on how you can get involved a little bit later here in the program. We're going to wrap things up with Project Playscape when we come back and our good friend Brittany Hendricks. So make sure you stick around. We've got more coming up here on the Talk of Emporia on KVOE, live and local.
If you need catering this fall, call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. For family reunions, weddings, corporate events, and more, let Bobby D's cater your special event. With over 24 years of professional catering experience, we're able to handle any size event you have, whether it's a dozen people or several hundred. From meats to sides to desserts, we make catering easy for you. Don't trust your catering to just anyone. Let us make your event a success. Call Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue today to book your event. 342-1990.
Are you or a loved one navigating Medicare options? Join Newman Regional Health for the annual Medicare Town Hall Wednesday, October 8th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Boyer Building in Emporia. Get the information you need to make confident choices about your insurance, as well as expert guidance on Medicare plans, and enjoy refreshments. Register today at newmanrh.org/Medicare or call 620-341-7781. Newman Regional Health, helping you make informed healthcare choices.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Congress barreling toward another deadline at the end of this month to extend government funding. The House today passing a stopgap measure. It still needs to be passed by the Senate.
The GOP plan extends government funding through November 21st, and it includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials. But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Trump in a social media post says he had a, quote, very productive phone call with China's President Xi today. No details released, though, about the tentative TikTok deal to keep the Chinese-owned company running in the U.S. Both leaders expected to meet next month at the APEC summit. Stocks this hour are trading up. This is ABC News.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And we're back here on the Talk of Emporia this Friday morning as we are into our latest Match Day preview through the Emporia Community Foundation as we have talked with our friends at the Emporia Municipal Band, friends of the Emporia Public Library, Emporia First Friday Art Walk, and the C4 Food Pantry in Chase County. Want to say thank you again to Nancy Ricker, Dee Schwinn, Kat Dorcas, and Carrie Riggs. And now we are winding out our list of interviews here this Friday morning with our good friend, the leader of Project Playscape. We have Brittany Hendricks, who is celebrating year number 5 as a beneficiary of Match Day. And, well, Brittany, first and foremost, we were talking about it off air a little earlier today. Congratulations on the splash pad. It is a, well, it's made quite the splash. It's been very popular.
It has. It has. And as you say, congratulations, I want to say to all of our viewers as well, I mean, all of you that donated or volunteered any or worked at our fundraisers, the opportunity we've had through Match Day. So if you've donated through Match Day, it's a congratulations to all of you because you've all been a big help and we couldn't have done it without you.
Absolutely.
And yes, it is. It's pretty amazing when you go by there and you see the families and the kids over there playing, and it brought a great amenity to the area, and I know that there's families that travel from around that come to it and say it's a perfect place to go. And so,
you know, one thing, I was very upset. I was not able to be there for the opening, and I was kind of sad about it because, man, we've been covering this for quite some time. Unfortunately, some things just fell in the wrong places at the wrong time. We weren't able to get someone out there, but the photos that you sent us and the videos you sent us, there was smiles for days. I mean, there was not a frown or a questionable look on anyone's face. There was just huge smiles the whole way around. I mean, was that the reaction you were hoping for, or was it even better?
Oh, definitely. And being there and watching it and seeing it all come together, you know, like I still kind of get emotional. It's like the goosebumps. You're like, oh, we did it. So I want everybody to feel that too. You know, like you all are a part of our success. So.
Well, we are definitely, we have always enjoyed getting to cover that as well. And so you had a lot of support, a lot of people were coming in there. And it was a project that got delayed a little bit too because, you know, of course, the baseball diamonds, those had to be redone and fixed up. I did get to be there for that, and I had a blast. I was sore for about 6 weeks later, you know, playing baseball with those kids. But it was a really, really cool experience, and that seems like it's kind of a trend with your organization is when you complete something, you don't just complete it. You complete it, you celebrate it, and you celebrate big.
Yes, yes. And we want all the – you know, it is a big celebration because – it's a lot of work. You know, as a nonprofit, you don't have a lot of budget, and so you rely on your donations, your donors, your grantors, your friends, your family, the community, those that can offer their skill set to be able to make something come alive like this. And so it is. It's a big celebration. It's not just by a few people. It's by a huge group.
Well, I'm glad that you bring up your donors because let's talk about that. You know, donations are very important for your organization and all the organizations at this table and that will
Absolutely.
Be at this table or have been at this table this year. And I think a question there now is what's next?
So we have moved to the basketball court renovations. And so that's one of our projects there. We are kind of looking into also – We definitely, that's our next is the basketball court renovations, but we're also wanting to look into possibly doing a retractable pickleball court kind of with it. So it kind of is a multi-purpose area, and it focuses not on just our kids, but also our families and our adults can also play there. So right now we've kind of looked into turning our basketball court renovation plans, but then also having something added to be able to bring in those pickleball courts.
Kind of meet the desires of the past with the demand of the future.
Yeah.
I think I like that. Can I make one request? Can you just include a trampoline in there so I can at least try and dunk a ball?
Like, I don't think that would be.
I mean, come on. It's just one time. Like, you know, and then we can just cover it up with cement. We never have to do it again. I just want to be able to say I dunked a basketball. I feel like that's the only way I'll ever get the chance. But you know what? You talk with your donors.
Okay.
You think about it. We'll see what happens. But no, this is actually great because you've really been attacking this community bit by bit and trying to upgrade what has been staples of the community, whether it's the baseball fields, adding to the community, whether it's the splash pad or, you know, enhancing the community with something like the basketball court. You know, you'd mentioned that it was great for one generation. Now let's make it greater for another generation.
Absolutely. Yes. And I guess I should say, too, like some of the majority of our match day funds would go towards the basketball court renovations. But then there's also things like last year we took a little bit from those match day to first off complete our splash pad build.
Mm-hmm.
But second off, it also introduced some more activities in our community. So this year was our first year of being able to do bring back the Easter egg hunt. And so that was a huge success. And then over the summer, we did the summer tour. And that was an event that was free for families from everywhere to be able to go through some of the areas in North Lyon County and meet different businesses. And there was tons of kid activities for families to be able to do, and these were free events. So those are also things that we would love to continue doing something like that with a small portion of our match day funds.
Well, and it was a very well-received event, too.
Yes.
You know, I mentioned you guys are always looking at ways that you can update or improve or enhance and do something different. These different activities and things like that, have you thought about anything else, you know, maybe building off of the tour or anything like that in recent weeks?
I mean, yeah, we've looked at some different possibilities to do. I'd love to do, you know, a day camp or a couple of day camps throughout the year, maybe something over, you know, a spring break or something. But that's also where it's dependent on our match day funds and how far we can take those funds to be able to finalize all these projects.
Well, year five for Project Playscape. How do you think those 5 years of involvement with match day have really helped elevate your organization?
It's for all of us. I think it's a huge gap. Like it fills a gap. You know, like we have had some really large projects, and so for Match Day, that is a nice large chunk that goes really far in our build and making something happen. Mm-hmm. And so having those donations are incredibly important to us and to the things that we're doing. So.
And just remind folks, you know, how they can maybe go about finding out more about your organization. Obviously, there's the videos there with Emporia Community Foundation, but how can they go about kind of getting more information on Project Playscape?
So we do have a Facebook page. We're out on Project Playscape, and you can go out there and see the cool videos, the different events, the pictures. I mean, we love to share the pictures because you can see all everything that comes from all these events that we are doing. And I think that's what a lot of the nonprofits we do is we love to share those successes, those moments, those memories, those just the events that we're having.
Share your history.
Yes, share it.
Well, before we wrap things up here, Brittany, anything that you'd like to say to the community or just to the community foundation?
The Emporia Community Foundation has been a staple to us since we've been around since 2010. From their guidance with grants to the opportunities and the work that they do to bring grants to the Emporia Community Foundation for all of us local nonprofits to be able to apply for putting on Match Day, which is obviously a huge important event for us as well. And then, like I said, the guidance that they've given, the transparency, the ease of having a nonprofit to be able to have our account through them has been absolutely amazing. And so, them, the board, all of the donors.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Brittany, thank you so much for your time. And please allow me to pay you a compliment as well. You guys have really enhanced your community. You have brought so much to it. It is always exciting when we get to talk with you because we always know something exciting is coming to the community. And just the work that you guys have done there in Americus really has just been incredible. So we can't wait to see what you do going forward. And thank you for all that you've done so far.
Thank you so much.
That's Brittany Hendricks with Project Playscape, rounding out our five organizations that we're highlighting here today as part of the Emporia Community Foundation Match Day series of preview interviews here on the Talk of Emporia. Before we wrap things up here fully, I just want to go back to Emporia Community Foundation Financial Officer Lonnie Heinen. And, remind folks, Lonnie, if they want to see these videos, they can't make it to the event that's at 2 o'clock today at the History Center. Just remind them where they can go to find these videos and find more information on these 30-plus organizations.
They'll be able to go to EmporiaMatchDay.com, and the videos will be uploaded there after the premiere, and they'll be able to read about them and see their latest creation of a video.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate all that the Community Foundation does. Thanks for coming and joining us. Thanks for helping set up these interviews so we can highlight these organizations each year. And we wish you nothing but the best of luck later this afternoon.
We just want to thank KVOE again for everything that you do for us and how amazing it is that we have this airtime for these organizations. And with the streaming capabilities, people can listen well beyond the actual listening area here.
Well, and don't forget, this is not our last match day previews. We have more coming up here over the next few weeks, including next Friday on the Talk of Emporia at 11:05. So make sure you tune in for that. But for now, that's going to wrap things up for us here on the Talk of Emporia. We're going to get into our 12 o'clock block of news and information, so make sure you stay tuned. We have more news and information coming up from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom with Chuck Samples, all here on KVOE, live and local.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. The KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team, up next.
At Bunge, their strength is in their partnerships between farmers and the global marketplace. So when it comes to navigating the soybean market, just know that they'll stand by you long after the harvest is done. Bunge, built on 2 centuries of farmer support. Visit them online at bunge.com. Connecting farmers to the world since 1818.
KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Calling for sunshine today. Light southwest breeze, a high of 82. There is a decent chance of showers and thunderstorms developing overnight with increasing clouds ahead of that, 63. And possibly a wet weekend. Showers likely, possible thunderstorms Saturday, a high of 77. Showers likely, possible thunderstorms on Sunday with a high of 78 degrees. Monday, more showers possible in 82. That's your forecast on KVOE, live and local.
Make plans to attend the 45th annual Cooper Quarter Horse Sale Sunday, September 28th at the ranch at 2422 X Road in Strong City. Call Larry Cannon at 620-343-5230 for more information.
Heads up, Hornet Nation. ESU's next home game is Family Day on September 27th when Pitt State comes to town. Let's pack Wells Stadium and stuff the student section. Reserve seat tickets guarantee your great seat every game. And the year of the celebration continues with free GA tickets for all. Get yours now at ESUHornets.com. Let's get loud and get a win at Wells Stadium Family Day, September 27th. Get your pregame on at Live at the Hive, and some lucky fan might win $10,000 at halftime.